Welcome back inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It is Tuesday, Tomlin Tuesday to be exact. Coach Tomlin said the good news is not a lot of injuries to go over today. We'll start with BJ Finney, who was hurt in game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Actually suffered two injuries, according to Coach Tomlin. An ankle injury, he was able to come back into the game, but then he hurt his quad and was able to stay out. That's when Chris Hubbard came in. But there is a little bit of good news in terms of Antonio Brown, who, of course, we did not see the past two games. Here's Coach Tomlin with the update.
Saw Antonio Brown this morning also. His progress is going well, his rehab. If we were to play a game this week, you could characterize him as questionable as well. So not a lot of other people to talk about, and that is a good thing.
You know, one of the other things that seems to be an issue with Steelers fans, certainly much more than Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin was asked about it also today at his news conference, is the issue of rust. Mike Tomlin doesn't believe in the issue of rust. He was talking about, you know, the fact that the Steelers have been at this since July pretty much every day, and any concerns about players being rusty after getting a week off at this stage of the season, to him that pales in comparison to knowing that you're going to have all of your players from the end of the regular season then into the second round of the playoffs. And let's not forget there are only four rounds of the playoffs, so if you don't have to play in one of those, that's 25% fewer games, 25% fewer opportunities for, gee, I don't know, players like Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown to be injured. And we saw those guys get hurt in recent previous playoffs. So for Mike Tomlin, having everyone healthy is much more important than the potential of there being rust at something that these guys have been going on for months and months. Here's what he had to say about that.
You know, we get an automatic pass to the second round and get to do so with all the people on our roster. So we'll deal with the rust element of it. We'll work and prepare and hopefully get better in the process.
For the Steelers organization, Monday was known as New Year's Day. For other teams around the NFL, it was known as Black Monday, the firing of coaches, head coaches, and assistants. Coach Tomlin confirmed today that offensive line coach Mike Munchak, who you see right here, was asked for permission by the Arizona Cardinals through the Steelers to interview for their head coaching vacancy. And coach said they have and will give permission, particularly for teams in this position and for someone like Mike Munchak. So he said they will be supportive of that and do whatever is appropriate.
Yeah, and certainly that's not good news for Steelers fans. The potential, even if it's a slight possibility of losing Mike Munchak, the offensive line coach here since 2014, a guy I think has done tremendous work here, really helped the development of some of these young players. Matt Filer, Gerald Hawkins, two guys who, when this season started, at least I will speak for myself, scared to death that they might have to get in and play in a game that counts in the standings. But both of those guys did, in fact, have to play in games during the regular season, and both of those guys acquitted themselves very well. I think that speaks to the kind of job Mike Munchak does. So I'm just hoping that he wants to stay and decides to stay, or, you know, maybe the Cardinals fall in love with someone else. Mike Munchak's too good of a guy to root against, but having him on this staff moving forward would be something I personally would be in tremendous favor of.
And not even those young guys who he's helped develop, but Marquise Pouncey, Marcus Gilbert say they've gotten better since he's been here, and he's just one of those guys. They all like having him in their room.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's any way to quantify this, but best offensive line coach in the NFL, I certainly think Mike Munchak is on the short list in that discussion. As I said, love to keep him.
All right, that is a recap of Coach Tomlin's press conference. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Players return to practice as well. We'll have all of that covered for you.
I got to do Wolf's job. Ben's day.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a bye.
Okay.
He doesn't have to talk.
All right, well.
We can talk about him, though. if that qualifies for it, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. stay tuned. You'll have to find out tomorrow at 4 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us today for Tomlin Tuesday. For Bob, I'm Missy. Have a great night, everybody.